Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this wacky Wednesday. Why do I say that? Well, President Trump went off the rails last night, in my opinion, completely over the top, attacking the Democrats, saying some outrageous things. But you know what? He's to the point that these people have made his life pure hell, and he's just fed up with them. He is going to appeal to the American people that these people are basically insane with hatred toward him, toward the Republican Party, basically don't even respect or even like our country. Talking about millions and millions of illegals allowed to come in to the country. Now the border is completely secure. Nobody has crossed into our country over the border, the southern border, since basically the first of the year, 2025. When he took office, basically now 1 year into his presidency, into year two, no crossings. Put a stop to it 100%. A couple of the families, victims of these illegals, criminals, one that really just touched my heart was the young girl that was hit by a truck driver, an illegal who couldn't even speak English, couldn't read our road signs, hit the vehicle. The young girl, they were told by the doctors, would not fully recover. She probably would never walk. She may not even talk. Well, she was in the gallery with her father, and now 5 years old. Just this cute little thing. Just amazing that she's recovered and is on her way back. Donald Trump acknowledged them, had the father stand up and pick up the little girl. He gave her a kiss on the cheek. She turned around and kissed him back. Democrats couldn't stand for that. Sat on their butts while every Republican in the chamber was turned and looking at him and applauding. Just sad state of affairs. Because the president was basically saying no more CDL truck driver licenses. Truck driver licenses for people who can't even read our language, can't read the signs, don't even know how to speak the English language. He's going to put a stop to it. He's fed up with these woke, progressive Democrat governors and Secretary of States giving licenses, CDLs to these guys. He's like, that's it. We're done. And just huge, huge applause from the Republicans. Democrats sat on their butts. Well, fast forward to 7 o'clock tonight. Governor Gretchen Whitmer gives, thank you, God, her last State of the State address. Going to be interesting to see if she goes down memory lane, trying to tout all the accomplishments that she's accomplished while being our governor, or is she going to actually talk about policy agenda for this legislative year? That's going to be the question. Now, previous State of the State addresses, I talked about it yesterday's show, Engler, Granholm, and Rick Snyder. Well, this will be her last State of the State address, and it's going to be interesting because right now the House has a rather sizable majority, 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. Speaker Matt Hall has already come out and said some things legislatively. No new taxes. Not going to happen. Not on his watch. Not going to happen this year. So the governor is going to have to try to figure out something else to talk about, because it's not going to happen in the House. Very, very interesting. Now, Governor Gretchen Whitmer will enter the House chambers Wednesday night for her eighth and final State of the State address without the political malady her five predecessors labored under. She will not be infected with governor fatigue. Former governors going back all the way to William Milliken, James Blanchard, John Engler, Jennifer Granholm, and Rick Snyder all had it to varying degrees. Their approval ratings weren't great in the last year in office. Kind of interesting, because as they entered the chamber, approval ratings had fallen for various reasons. February 2018, Rick Snyder's approval rating was all the way down to 26.3%, primarily because of the economy and the Flint water crisis. Rasmussen reports that Granholm's approval rating February 2010 was down to 35%. Epic MRA reported Engler's approval rating, his last State of the Union, State of the State address, January of 2002, was at 47%. Well, heading into tonight, Whitmer has a respectful 52% job approval rating, which she has maintained since the end of the pandemic. It's according to Glenn Gariff Group, Richard Zuba, who did the poll. We are seeing something really unusual with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's numbers, said Zuba. We've uncovered that roughly 52% is the number his polling shows for a commissioned survey by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Right now, barring something happening, she's going to go out as one of the most popular governors Michigan's had in quite some time. What makes it even more unusual is that Michigan voters aren't all that hot about the state's economy. Less than a majority, 49.6%, believe that our economy here in Michigan is on the right track. 37% do not agree with that statement any way, shape, or form. Another 55% say that their personal status is basically the same. 25% believe things gotten worse under her governorship, 20% claiming that it's improving. Well, what is behind her approval numbers? Apparently, this governor can thank President Donald Trump for the reason behind the disconnect between Whitmer and residents worried about the economy. According to the latest numbers, Trump has only a 42% job approval rating, and most of that is due to the inflation, the economy, and the cost of items, according to Zuba. We've really seen a shift with independents. Independent voters now don't view Trump very well. His numbers continue to sag for the president. Independents are looking at the Democrats in this state. His change in perception casts another change between Whitmer and her predecessors. She could be in a position to help her party's gubernatorial nominee this year, if she chooses to. Any help Snyder, Granholm, Engler, and Milliken were able to provide didn't give their party a win in those midterm elections. Zuba goes on to say, however, Whitmer is the Democrats' secret weapon in the upcoming election, and we have not seen this before, where an outgoing governor is going to play a role in this year's election, particularly with independent voters. They really like Whitmer, and what she says could have an influence on the race. If she fully embraces, most likely, Jocelyn Benson, the Democratic Secretary of State that's getting anointed to be the Democrat nominee, it could take votes away from the independent Democrat, Mike Duggan, former mayor of Detroit. Duggan decided not to play in the Democratic primary and chose to announce that he was running as an independent. Well, if Whitmer fully embraces and endorses and gets behind Jocelyn Benson, this could hurt Duggan's chances. Meanwhile, the president is not doing well with a key voting bloc of independents, which means Trump could actually be a liability to Republican candidates here in Michigan. Zuba believes those candidates need to be talking about how to improve the economy, while the president has said the whole debate on the economy is a hoax. If this becomes a referendum on Donald Trump, midterms for the Republicans, well, they could be in trouble, according to Zuba. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Little housekeeping on text messages to get caught up. Officer Rick, who's off duty today, says, according to Officer Rick's survey, Whitmer has a 5% approval rating. I don't believe the survey that you read. Maybe they polled Democrats in California. No, actually, Glenn Gariff Group, he's a far left-leaning individual. He always polls 60, 70% Democrats in everything he does. So I agree with you. Don't agree with those numbers at all. Well, of course, Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead countered Zuba's statement, stating that in time, the president's turnaround economic policies will reverse the numbers just before the November vote. However, Zuba warned, well, that's possible. However, we are starting to get close to a point where voters' minds on the economy are locked in for this election. We're not going to have a lot of time moving forward for them to change their opinion. These things don't change overnight. Richard, look at the calendar. It's snowing out. February 25th. The election isn't until November 3rd. We have got an entire spring to go through, summer to go through, and the beginning of fall. By the time we vote in November, this year's baseball season of 161 games will be over. We will have played the baseball championship, division series, National League, American League series, and the World Series. You're telling me that people have already made up their minds and are locked in and not going to have enough time to change their minds on the economy? You're an absolute idiot. I'm sorry, but look at the calendar. Are you kidding me? This guy is insane. This coming Tuesday will be March 3rd. March 3rd, Richard. We don't vote for 8 months. You're telling me that by the time people start filing their income taxes and get their refund checks, I bought gas with my Costco credit card yesterday in Traverse City. I paid $2.29 a gallon. Driving back home to Elk Rapids, Blarney Castle gas station, the mobile, right there south of the light in Elk Rapids, 90 cents a gallon more, $3.19. What is wrong with gas prices in northern Michigan? Well, the bottom line is this. We're getting a new Fed chair. They are going to drop interest rates immediately, their very first meeting. They're saying, predicting that 30-year fixed rate mortgages will be below 5% by 4th of July. Rates are coming down on mortgages. Gasoline is going to be dropping. They're getting rid of the boutique blends for this spring, summer. Trump's energy secretary revoked it. There's not going to be all these boutique blends for summer driving. Refineries will be able to streamline their processing of crude oil into gasoline. It's going to result in lower prices. Supply and demand. Trump mentioned it in his State of the Union address last night. What was it? 80 million barrels from Venezuela is getting dumped into the supply chain. Drill, baby, drill. And he also said something in the State of the Union address that I was very excited about, something I've been promoting. These data centers, Trump wants them to build on-site electrical generation, however they choose to do it. Provide the energy for their data centers to themselves, and any excess of electricity, feed it into the grid to lower the prices for consumers in houses and businesses. A completely new concept approved by the energy secretary. You want to build a data center? You got to provide your own electricity for it. You're not going to be able to tap into the grid. As a matter of fact, the only way you can tap into the grid is sending more power into the grid. You can't take any out. You generate it yourself for your data center, and the excess energy you don't use, you don't consume, put it into the grid and lower electricity and improve the reliability of our electric grid. Common sense businessman approach to solving a problem, an issue, because according to Trump and the basically all of the data people you talk to, I don't care if it's AI, I don't care if it's cryptocurrency, I don't care if it's Silicon Valley, they say we need to store this data. This will feed the intelligence of artificial intelligence with data and facts, and they have to build the data centers. Trump says, fine, generate your own electricity and feed the excess into the grid. Businessman as our president. Top of the hour news. We'll be right
Thank
back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders.